Now in good, well, yeah, that the second way, the Eastern approach is you're trying to go through, you're the doorway. You're trying to go through yourself to something bigger. The psychotherapy approach is you're just trying to get to more you. You're not trying to get to anything bigger. Mm-hmm. You're not trying to get to that which is beyond you. You're trying to get to a better you. Now, competent psychotherapy, done not cookie cutter, not everybody who comes in the door needs better self-esteem, but therapists who know how to work with the actual living person in front of them, which is organic, it will inevitably, if it's successful, if you're a good patient and it's a good therapist, will inevitably lead to the second one, more to the second one. You'll come out to something more universal. That's absolutely what happened for me. Now, I'm an ideal client. No, I really am. I went to therapy for 10 years, twice a week, with no complaints. I missed in 10 years, I missed one session. And I paid most of my income for that therapy. Most clients aren't committed the way I was. And having been a therapist for 30 years, I could say that authoritatively. I never had a client like me. I'm a therapist dream. So if your commitment is total and you're in capable hands, you can come out to a similar place, because it's not about getting you to be a certain way. But that is only with a competent therapist. The average not so competent therapist is trying to get you to be a certain way. It's just another cell. You have to be very careful who you choose. I paid top dollar, more than I could afford. But that's because I'm a informed consumer, having trained about 500 therapists myself. So I'm in no way, I say many things about therapy and they can sound negative, but I'm in no way a disbeliever. I'm all for therapy for the right reasons at the right time, in the right way, in the right hands. But even that is not ultimately the goal, because if the goal is to get better through psychotherapy, what are you getting better for? Ultimately, it has to be for something. Ultimately, if it's to be spiritually meaningful, it has to end up somewhere that isn't just about you have a better life. I'm all for you having a better life. But that's small potatoes compared to what's possible for you. That's settling for the minimum. So competent, good psychotherapy can even itself go way beyond the minimum. But at a certain point, it can't go any farther. At a certain point, the spiritual aspect can't be accommodated purely through psychotherapy, and you have to plug into something deeper. Please.
First of all, I apologize for being late. I had to go to a memorial service, but it's late I came.
We're always happy to see you, no matter what. I have no issue with anybody ever coming late to these meetings. I'd rather you come late than not come.
But as it turns out, the issues you just touched upon was very, what should I say,
relevant.
Attuned to them. And